say
du jour. Yeah, come in.
Hello, Rob.
Well, well, well. Hello, stranger. Well, what is it, Bill? You looking for Lynn?
No, a matter of fact, I was looking for you.
You better come in, then.
Sir.
Come for a parley, have you?
Eh?
Can't offer you a pipe of peace, I'm afraid, but you're welcome to a cup of coffee.
Oh, if it's no trouble.
No trouble. Only thing that keeps me going.
What's all this about pipes of peace, then?
Well, you are kind of on the other side, aren't you?
How do you mean?
With Matt, against Lynn.
How do you make that out?
You work at the freezer plant. It's even called after you.
I'm on nobody's side. I'm piggy in the middle, as usual.
It'll have to be black, okay?
As long as it's hot.
Right. Excuse me. I was down at Spitalfields at the crack of dawn this morning.
Wonder I didn't see you.
It's a big place. And I was here till nearly two last night. Been missing out on my beauty sleep. There you go. One cup of coffee.
So, does it suit you then? The new arrangement?
You've got to be joking.
No, really.
Do you want a diplomatic answer, or shall I tell you the truth?
There's 3 million things I should be doing at the freezer plant, Rob. I haven't come here to pussyfoot around.
Okay, then the truth. The new arrangements stink.
Why? Because you don't like working long hours.
Listen, I'll work all the hours that God sends in a good cause if it's for something. What's happening here is a disaster. We're functioning on a reduced menu, on tighter profit margins, a slower turnaround, and with impaired service.
Why is that?
Andre's not a miracle worker. It's bound to take him longer to prepare meals from fresh than it did when the stuff all came in pre-frozen. And he's not easy to work with.
No, I can say that again.
Oh, for heaven's sake, bro, you must know how things are. You don't need any explanations from me. Last night and the night before, we lost money, and worse than that, we lost goodwill. We didn't give the customers what they wanted, and word will get round. In no time at all, bookings will be down, and we'll... Do you know what I reckon?
Oh, what?
We go on like this, and in 3 months, this restaurant will be out of business.
Oh, bad as that, eh?
Yes, easily as bad as that.
Yeah.
Does all this really come as a surprise?
No.
So why haven't you done anything about it?
Oh. Have you heard the one about the two bulls?
What?
There's two bulls in this field. A young un and an old un, and in the next field, half a mile away, there's a herd of cows. And somebody's left the gate open. So the young bull says to the old bull, let's dash into the next field and have ourselves one of them cows. And the old one says, no, let's go over there slowly
and have them all. Very funny.
Look, what I'm trying to say is, I know Lynn and I know Matt, and they can be both pig-headed when they choose to be, and the only thing to do is to sit and wait till the right moment when everybody can see how things are going and then get in there and start talking sense.
And when's that going to happen?
Soon.
The sooner the better. Because it's down to you. You know that, don't you? There's no one else can do it.
I am. Oh, flipping heck.
What's the matter? You sure this is coffee?
Costa Rican. Too strong for you, is it?
It tastes like blooming oxtail soup.
Double 304?
Mrs. Nash?
Speaking.
Ah, good morning. It's Mr. Spence here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Spence. I was half expecting to hear from you.
Oh?
Yes, is it about our prospective purchaser?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. We have heard from his representatives this morning.
And?
It seems he's worried about his surveyor's report.
Thought he might be.
Pardon?
I got the impression the surveyor wasn't very pleased.
Well, of course, surveyors never are. It's their job. But in this case, it seems he's gone to town.
Oh.
He's estimated that a great deal of work will need to be done to the house before it can be made habitable.
Mr. Spence, quite a lot of people are living in it quite happily now.
Yes, I do see that, of course.
So what's happened? Has he backed down?
Oh, good heavens, no. Nothing quite as radical as that. However, he has now reduced his offer for the property.
By how much?
A fair sum, I'm afraid.
How much, Mr. Spence?
Could you make a little less noise, Father, please?
I never open my mouth.
Well, you're kicking the cards together.
Well, I'm playing patience.
Yes, I know. I just wish you could do it more quietly.
Oh. Is that better?
Not a lot.
It's gone 12, you know.
Yes, I know.
Well, you're usually collecting the twins by now.
Su Ming's giving them lunch today.
Brave woman.
And I needn't collect Abby till 12:30, all right?
I was merely trying to be helpful.
Oh, thank you.
What are you doing, anyway?
Some work for Mr. Tully.
I hope he's paying you.
He needs a helping hand, and I'm providing it.
Oh, he's lucky. It's more than you ever do for me.
I'll just ignore that, I think.
It's as much as you can do to be civil to me.
No, Father.
You've hardly said a word to me all morning.
I've been working all morning.
Oh, it's not just that. I can feel waves of hostility directed towards me.
If you can feel waves of hostility, Father, I promise you they're not towards you.
Who, then?
Lynn, if you must know.
Oh? What's she done this time?
Oh, she's arranged for Jeremy to spend half-term with the Poolbrights in Maidenhead.
Ah.
Phoned quite casually this morning, saying it's all laid on and she hopes I don't mind.
And you do, of course.
Well, of course I do. I see little enough of Jeremy these days as it is. I take it for granted he'd be coming to us at half-term.
Did you tell Lynn?
Yeah, what's to be gained? It's too late now, isn't it? I certainly let her know I wasn't over the moon about it.
When is half-term?
Next weekend.
I wish I were in his shoes.
What, Jeremy's?
Lucky little chap. Wish somebody would invite me to Maidenhead for a weekend. Anywhere, for that matter.
Well, nobody's keeping you here, Father.
I know that.
Father!
Yes, what now?
Oh, it doesn't matter. £10,000? But that's ridiculous.
That's what I told Mr. Spence.
Well, what did he say?
Oh, the usual. Like, high interest rates have knocked the bottom out of the market.
Ah.
Like, how lucky we are to have found a cash buyer. All that.
Yes.
I know it is a lot of money.
Especially when you're waving it goodbye.
Yes, but we're not, are we? Not really.
Oh, really what?
Well, we never had it, did we? Not like money in the bank. It was abstract. Part of a value set on the property.
And if we never had it, we can't miss it.
Yes. Yeah.
Do I gather then from this splendid piece of positive thinking that you're in favour of accepting the new offer?
Yes.
You haven't accepted it, then, have you?
Oh, of course not. I told Mr. Spence I'd discuss it with you and we'd let him know.
Well, I wish you'd rung me at the office.
On a Wednesday?
I'd have given our potential purchaser a piece of my mind.
Whoever he is.
Well, you know the type, don't we? Some fly guy out to make a fast buck.
By grinding his heel in the faces of the poor?
Yeah, well, a firm of property speculators who'll split the place up into a dozen pokey flats and charge the earth for them. Yeah. What are you grinning at?
You sound like a letter to the Times.
Oh, well, I'm glad you didn't see the funny side.
Drink your scotch, and perhaps you will.
I doubt it.
There is some good news, too, actually.
Oh, what?
A letter came from the estate agents in Bath with another list of properties for us to look at. And guess what? There's one that could have been built for us. It's exactly what we're looking for.
How much?
A bit more than we were thinking of paying, but on paper it looks worth every penny. In fact, I'd like to go down to have a look at it.
What are you puffing about?
You'd be puffing and all if you just put 500 opens of roast beef and gravy into 500 little foil containers.
You're softening up.
Oh, look who's talking.
You what?
How long is this going on for, Matt?
What?
You know what.
The complaints department's closed.
I'm not complaining. I'm asking. Out of where we robbed this morning.
Oh. He's still in the land of the living, is he? Don't see much of him these days.
Well, you wouldn't.
Now, what a time he used to help me.
Working round the clock.
When did I last have a bath? Can't remember. Good thing most of my work's on the phone. My friends won't...
Oh, belt up, will you? It's not funny, Matt. That's unless you want Pryor to go bust.
Pryor's is Lynn's problem, not mine.
Well, gee.
Look, Bill, all this was Lynn's idea. It's the way she wanted to have it. Soon as she changes her mind, all she's got to do is let me know.
I can see that happening.
Eh?
You wanted to grovel, is that it? Well, she won't. That's not the way she is, and you know it. She'll work herself into the ground, running the restaurant, looking after you, bringing up Jeremy, and then finally, she'll buckle at the knee like she did last time, and you'll only have yourself to blame.
We're not there yet.
Oh, you cold...
Bill, this company needed to expand. The order from MacDonald Harker was the means of achieving that. Fair enough. At the moment, it means we're cracking open at the seams, and it hurts. But it's a challenge, Bill, and I like challenges. And things are going to have to get a lot worse before I start listening to sob stories from you, right?
I'm going home.
Good night.
One thing.
Yes?
Tell Lynn that from tomorrow morning I'll do the market trip for the restaurant as well. If she'll draw up a list, I'll collect it first thing.
I take it you've got no objections?
None at all.
I'm off then.
That means young Rob can help me with my bath in the morning, doesn't it? We'll be right back.